you know, watching Providence, who, you know, didn't even make their league, got a beat out in their first round of their league playoffs. Right. Not the first round, but the second round. And, you know, so I think the biggest thing is you continue to do the job and work hard in your recruiting, and then get the right players that, you know, believe in the goals that you've set forth and can, you know, meet those expectations, and then you move forward. And yeah, so it's like I said, it's a fine line. It's not everybody has the same recipe. Like, you know, there's some programs who had great teams, but all of a sudden they don't get in the tournament, you know, and have really down years. So, and that's the thing you have to avoid. And that's any time when you have coaching changes like we have, especially your assistants who do most of the recruiting, that's where it becomes very important. You have to make sure you fill those openings with people who can recruit, have a good eye for talent, have a good rapport with the prospects out there, and can sell Michigan Tech and Michigan Tech hockey.
What returning forwards do you expect will improve the most for next season?
Good. Another good question. You know, and we've had some conversations about this, obviously. You know, I think you have your top guys who had pretty good years, like last year. Obviously, Alex Patan's got to be one of your leaders. Malcolm Gould took a huge step forward, and I expect him to take another step. Tyler Heenan goes from 2 to 14 mm-hmm. goals. I mean, we'll be on him to continue to take another step forward. Obviously, Joel Lesbrance, you know, he didn't have any goals the whole first half, and he gets 8 in the second half. So he's another guy we think can make strides. Reed Sturls had a little bit of an off year, but I think Reed's very determined and anxious to get back to how he played his freshman year and take another step. So there's a number of guys. And then your freshman, like Alex Gillies, showed a lot of potential last year, but he's got to take that next step. Dylan Stamen had a tremendous year.
Yeah.
You talk about plus minus. I mean, his plus minus was for forwards right up there too for a freshman. So, and he's only going to get better. So, and then your freshmen have to come in. Bowling Jackson and Jake Lucchini, who is the third member of that group that'll be coming in. I mean, they have to add something, and they're all talented. They're all very good hockey players. People have a chance of being your top six. So, I think those are some of the names. I know I'm leaving a couple out, and like Evan Anderson, Mason Blacklock didn't play at all last year.
Right.
You know, so. But they've had really good springs, and they look tremendous. So,
and they'll be hungry, obviously.
Well, they'll be hungry, and they'll get a good opportunity early to show what they can do. And you know, here are two guys who had nothing. So, just by them adding anything is going to be another step in the right direction.
I just think, yeah, you talk about Dylan Stamen. He was one of the most entertaining players to watch out there, and I just feel he is going to be vying for the top spot on our team scoring wise. I just have a feeling that he's going to take that big step. And I mean, already what played so well last year, I just think the game is going to slow down even more for him now.
Well, he had good numbers last year, and 20 points, and he didn't, you know, it wasn't on our power play at all. Didn't get any power play time, where a lot of your points are going to come if you're top players. So there's no question. I mean, he's going to take a big step. And then Mike Neville's another guy who I expect offensively to take mm-hmm. another step forward. You know, he's going to be one of our, you know, captains, assistant captains in our leadership group. When he played junior hockey, he was put up good numbers. Not great numbers, but very solid numbers. So I expect Mike to come back. And another guy he didn't mention was Brent Baltus. There's a lot of them. Like, if everybody just improves a little bit, it doesn't have to be one guy. One guy doesn't have to come in here and score all the goals that Tanner did. It can be by committee and be by group, you know. So, and we've got a number of players who are very capable of doing that. So you're right. As you go down the list, there's going to be some competition again for jobs, and it's going to be very exciting. And, you know, we're going to have a good, hardworking team, and, you know, our defense should be rock solid. You know, we lose really Riley Sweeney, the only guy who played games, and you got Dane Burks and Jimmy Davis is coming back, and in net we don't lose any goaltenders. So there's a lot of good things there.
Talk about Alex Patan, coach. He had 15 goals last year, 25 assists, 40 points. He's already going into a senior assistant, has already reached the century mark. How much better can he still be? Do you see him able to score 20, 25 goals?
Oh, I do. I mean, really, really, when you really think about it, Alex Patan should have a chance to score one goal every game.
Yeah.
One goal every game. He's going to get opportunities, whether it's on the power play or whatever it might be. So going into every game, he has a chance to score in every game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you say, should he have a chance to get 20, 25? No question, you know. But you have to go out and do it, and you got to play, and you got to stay healthy. And but having said that, I think he's got a chance to have 30, you know. I mean, and that's how we set our expectations. You want to set the bar high and, you know, and really strive for excellence. And that's what we're going to, you know, That's where we're going to put the bar for Alex. And he knows that, and he's very self-driven. I mean, he has high expectations for himself and his teammates.
He's often the first guy out there and the last one off the ice, I've noticed, at practice-wise.
Well, he is. I mean, like I said, it's not what you're doing when the coaches are there watching. Mm-hmm. It's what you're doing when nobody's there. I mean, that's the drive and determination that he has.
Coach, the next question is, and this is putting you on the spot, what is the best guess for you for who is going to be on the top two lines opening night?
Well, Alex Patan will have a spot. How's that? But no, that's a good question, you know, because we rotated guys in and out last year quite a bit. So I think the biggest question mark will be the center ice position when you take Blake and Tanner out, you know, who are arguably our best two centers, you know. You take those two out, that leaves a big hole, you know. The other senior, David Johnstone and Blake Yettle, you know, they played, but, you know, Blake was in and out at times a little bit, and David was injured quite a bit. So so we had guys fill in there quite a bit. But that'll be the biggest opening there, who's going to fill those slots. So, but I expect, you know, guys like Hyhanen and Gould, you know, Neville, Stamen, you know, Patan, you know, maybe a couple of the freshmen, you know, Reed Sturles has a chance. So there's a number of players there. It's just who's going to, you know, be ready and show it and do the job.
Another question, Coach, somebody's asking about, how do these guys get picked to go to these camps, and why are some of the guys that seem like they'd be ready to be in an NHL camp not going?
Well, mainly it's the NHL teams. The NHL teams, their scouts and whatnot, they have a, you know, they have a number of players they want to come to their development camp. So what will happen is, I'll use the Red Wings. So the Red Wings will probably bring all their top players that from the last three drafts who haven't played in Detroit. So they'll bring all those guys, and let's say there's 20 players, mm-hmm. and they want, you know, 26 players there. So if someone hasn't been drafted, they've got to go find some, you know, free agents, players who have not been drafted, so they'll fill their slots accordingly. So, and Reed, for example, Reed had a chance to go to a number of camps this year. There were a number of teams that wanted him to go, and sometimes you can get to two, but it's a lot. So he was at Winnipeg's camp last year, and you know, this year he had a couple other options, and you know, we talked about it, and he decided he wanted to go somewhere else and try something different. So but LA, you know, had so many slots open, and they saw Reed and they like his potential, and so they asked if he wanted to go there. So, and we talked about it as coaches with Reed and talked to other players, and he's happy to go there. So him and Matt Roy are out there doing Snapchat and some stuff, having a great time. So, but that's how it's really the NHL teams come to the coaches or, you know, go to the players and see if they're interested in going to their development camp. But I think it's all designed to, they want to bring in players that they think have a chance at to play at the NHL level within their organization at some point.
Right. This person is asking a lot, like guys like Dylan Stamen.
Sure.
You know, why are they not going in? Is the size?
Yeah, and that's another question. So, you know, a kid like Stamen, it might be size, or, you know, they might want to wait a year. He's only a freshman. Maybe they'll wait till he comes in next year. But, you know, even guys like Alex Patan, like Joel Esperance, I thought would have been a good player. And what will happen, myself as a coach, you know, we'll call some teams maybe next year on behalf of like Dylan and, mm-hmm. and Joel. And I had one team call me this year, and they were looking for two or three guys, but they were very specific what they wanted in those players to come to camp. Tremendous skaters, really, you know, 6 feet or bigger, mm-hmm. you know. So all of a sudden you go down the list where, you know, I think Alex Patan could go to a camp, and we mention him, but, you know, it seems like they all want these bigger guys, you know, who can really move. So unfortunately, a guy like him maybe didn't get invited, but it should. But some people had expressed some interest in Malcolm Gould too, but same thing, he's a little bit of a tweener. He's not 6 foot, not a burner. So, mm-hmm. you know, they want to see some of these younger players.
Is there any bitterness from the guys that don't get picked to go to these camps?
There shouldn't be. I don't think there is. I mean, you have something to prove. You know, it's whether you get invited or don't get invited. There's a lot of tremendous hockey players that don't end up going to camp. So I think one of the things with them is that you're always trying to prove why you should maybe get an invite and whatnot. And there's only so many spots. And I think that's why I explained the Detroit thing. If you have 20 players already drafted that are going there, they've only got so many spots to add players. And, you know, maybe they want to bring Nicholas Lidstrom's kid in like they did from Sweden, you know, and have him there or somebody right. else. So, no, they shouldn't feel bad about that.
All right. Those are the questions, and thanks for your questions here on this Monday morning. We're talking to Coach Mel Pearson, the Mel Pearson Show. And, again, the schedule, Coach, is, looking good. We've got some great games on the road, especially with